You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The word singular raises no eyebrows when we're talking about grammar, but there's some concern about how the word is being used in the world beyond grammar.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hey, Anne.
Hello.
Anne, I'll admit, I don't really use this one much outside of grammar.
And I use it a lot in grammar because, of course, I talk about grammar as much as I possibly can. The question about singular came from one of our listeners, Brian, who wrote, "I have a question for you. It's about the use of the term singular as a pretentious version of single." And Brian goes on to say, "My understanding is that it means single only in the context of grammar, and that otherwise it means unique in a good way. However, just in the past year, I have heard it used more and more often to mean single, usually in some kind of more formal context, and I wonder if the horse is already out of the barn on this one." And I'm going to say, Brian, we can't even see the horse. Because actually this meaning of single, this meaning of individual or one, has been part of this word's history for a long time. If we go back in time, you find that singulars coming in from Old French into English in the 14th century. I love the fact that when it comes into the language, it first seems to refer to living alone or apart from the herd. That is your singular life.
Yeah.
Or just alone. And then you get these early meanings for only one or one and no more, which is the source of some concern now. By the 16th century, you have evidence of singular meaning one of a kind or unique, and we still see that today. According to Brian Garner, in his quite authoritative guide, he makes this distinction of single is one thing, singular is something else. He says single is only one in number or unmarried, and then singular is exceptional, remarkable, one of a kind, or odd. And he makes that quite definitive. But as I said, the history of this is not as definitive. You're saying this is not a term that you use very often.
No, I can't even think of a situation in which I would use it. I mean, when would you use it in general conversation?
Well, I'll quote Barack Obama, who used it, for example, in his 2008 campaign. He talked about how he didn't want to present himself as a singular figure. In other words, he didn't want his story to be seen as one of a kind or exceptional. He's using that meaning of singular. And I could talk about a singular achievement as sort of a remarkable.
Something that stands out.
Something that stands out.
Okay.
When I went to look at published writing, it looks like editors are being quite careful to try to keep the distinction that Brian Garner's talking about of single for the use of one and singular for remarkable or unique. But when I went to look at spoken language, you start to see the blurriness. You get something like NBC's Meet the Press from 2010, where the quote is, "I think it basically shows that if you have a singular focus and you are really prioritizing, you can get results." Or here's one from 2002, CNN Crossfire, where they're talking about narrowing down to a suspect, and they say, "We're not close enough to identify a group or a singular person." I then went to American Heritage Dictionary and Merriam-Webster to say, how are they handling this? And in both of them, they have the first definition being one, only one, or individual, and then the second one being one of a kind or unique. So in these very standard dictionaries, they have singular meaning both.
Well, Anne, thanks so much for this singular episode of That's What They Say.
And I'm going to take that as remarkable.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.